Welcome to Scary Stories, the channel that tells you scary stories.
The Haunted Sorority, as told to Peter Bernard, read by Madeline Starr. This story took place in the mid-1970s at my sorority when I was in college. I'm still, all these years later, employed by the family of one of my sorority sisters, and need to respect their privacy. So, I'm going to have to skip over a lot of details in the telling. The short version is that I got accepted into this awesome sorority, and it was time for hazing. They blindfolded me and made me walk down a hallway in the dark. Then, when I reached the end, one of my sisters took the blindfold off of me, congratulated me, and showed me into a bedroom with a lovely, old, elaborate canopy bed in it. She told me as an honor of being accepted, I'd be allowed to spend the night in this room, which was, and is still, named after a now-deceased former First Lady of the United States, who is supposed to have slept there when she was in this sorority. My big sister told me that sometimes the ghost of the great lady was even seen here. But we both laughed at that, since neither of us believed in the supernatural. I felt a great sense of honor and relief to be in this place, and curiosity about all the old items in the room. There was a tiny, attached ladies' room, which seemed mid-20th century, but the room itself seemed like a bright, clean, fully restored version of the mid to late 18th century room it actually was. I wondered how many of the pieces were originally in the room in the First Lady's time, and which might have been brought in from other locations or even recreated. After marveling at the furniture, the old-fashioned wallpaper, the old windows with tiny panes in them, and the intricacy of the bed's wood carving and lace coverings, I settled into the bed, which seemed to be stuffed with bird feathers of some sort. It was mostly soft, but occasionally the pointy tip of a feather would poke out of the mattress and scratch me as I rolled around trying to fall asleep. At some point in the middle of the night, I woke up suddenly for some reason unknown to me. Rolling over, I became aware of a presence near my bed, which I at first took to be a man. I realized I was still screaming after I could no longer see the man anymore. Where had he gone? He was there, and then he was not. There was only the slightest bit of moonlight coming in through the window. So I began feeling around on the walls for a light switch. I was terrified, uncertain if the shadowy man I saw was real, and if it was, whether or not he might still be in the room with me. I finished feeling along one wall and came to a bookcase. Crab walking to my right and feeling my way along the bookcase, I was surprised when I got to the middle of the wall and the bookcase moved, as though on a hinge. Playing with it a while, I realized it opened into a secret passageway. This was too much for the teenager me. I felt like I had entered a gothic romance novel and followed the dark hall, which had a closed door at the end of it, which light streamed out from under. Tiptoeing as quietly as I could down the hall, I began to hear what sounded like talking beyond the door. I cautiously put my ear to the door and listened. It was definitely my big sister and other sorority members. And that meant the shadow figure was not a ghost, but was definitely my sister's, continuing to haze me. I decided it would be fun to get even, so I burst through the door screaming, "I've got the police with me!" And two out of the three of them fell out of their chairs. They were so scared. They took it in a good way, though, and said I was the first new member to haze the sorority instead of the other way around. They accepted me into their inner circle immediately, and set me to work helping them haze the other initiates. But that was when something happened that none of us could explain, either then or now. We used this central hidden room as a base of operations from which we could travel to each of the new girls' rooms and perform operations designed to mess with their sense of reality. One time, when we were all regrouped in that room, discussing our next move, a lady entered the room and stared at us. But she didn't enter through the door. She just walked through the wall. She didn't look like the ghost of a lady. She looked like a lady, plain and simple. I'll be honest, the main thing I remember about her was the disapproving look in her eyes. But we all agreed later that she was an older woman, not someone our age, and she appeared to be wearing fashions of another era. I don't know exactly what I meant by that, as I really only remember she was wearing dark clothes and glaring at us. At least she seemed to be. Maybe she was staring at something behind us, or maybe she was looking at something that used to be there back in her time. All I know is that while we stared at her in shock, she blinked out. She didn't fade away, she just turned off, like someone flipped the ghost switch off. That was the end of hazing that night, and in fact, was the beginning of the end of hazing for our sorority in general. The experience upset me and my sister so much, we phased hazing out entirely on our own by our senior year. These days, the secret passageways are used for storage, and also as dressing rooms for the sorority's huge annual haunted house event for charity. There have been other reports of shadowy figures in those secret hallways over the years since, but never again has anyone claimed that a ghostly figure glared at them. I hope that means the great lady is happy with the changes we instituted.
Come back for more scary stories.